AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In London today, Elon Musk says if he goes through with his plan to buy Twitter, he would lift former President Donald Trump's Twitter ban. Trump hasn't been allowed to tweet since January of last year after the Capitol riot. Twitter cited incitement of violence. Musk says Twitter's Trump ban is a morally bad decision and foolish in the extreme. A sheriff in Indiana says the escaped inmate and his jailer from Alabama who were found there yesterday were ready for a confrontation.
The members of the U.S. task force basically rammed the vehicle and pushed it into a ditch. And we later found out, had they not done that, the fugitive was going to engage in a shootout with law enforcement.
Sheriff Dave Wedding says Casey White and Vicky White, no relation, were carrying $29,000 in cash, four handguns, and an AR-15 rifle. Vicky White was found dead. President Biden defended his record handling the economy and warned Americans about what the Republicans, what he called the ultra-MAGAs, will do.
They don't want to solve inflation by lowering your costs. They want to solve it by raising your taxes and lowering your income. I happen to think it's a good thing when American families have a little more money in their pockets at the end of the month. But the Republicans in Congress don't seem to think so. Their plan has actually made working families, is going to make working families poorer.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says Democrats' agenda is hurting American families, and no amount of spin can change that. He also called on President Biden to resign, calling him unfit for the job. Celebrity chef Mario Batali has been cleared of sexual misconduct following a criminal trial in Boston. A woman accused Batali of forcibly kissing and groping her while taking a selfie at a restaurant in 2017. The price of oil remains high and it pushes gas prices to painful heights, $4.37 a gallon according to AAA. This is AP News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says history will hold Russia responsible for the war in Ukraine.
Zelensky said on Monday that Europe, as it did in World War II, once again has to think about the price to be paid for peace on the continent and the price to be paid by Russia for bringing, he says, the evil of total war to Europe again. He adds, and we, Ukrainians, will continue to work toward our defense, our victory, and on restoring justice today, tomorrow, and any other day that is necessary to free Ukraine from the occupiers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tesla is recalling about 130,000 vehicles because their touchscreens can overheat and go blank. The cars can lose rear-view camera displays and settings that control windshield defrosters and indicators, increasing the risk of a crash. Ed Donahue, AP News.